Fellas, getting engaged is a special time for many. The only thing that's not so special is buying an engagement ring when you have no idea what you're doing. Look at you, you little idiot. You got no idea what you're doing. Lucky for us, that's where BlueNile.com comes in. BlueNile.com is the original online jeweler and has been helping couples create the perfect ring since 1999. A very, very familiar date for me. Now look, imagine spending all this money on an engagement ring only to find out there was a better deal after the fact. With Blue Nile, you don't need to worry because they offer a diamond price guarantee, which means they can usually meet or beat a competitor's price on a similar diamond. With Blue Nile, you can create bigger, more brilliant pieces at a price you won't find at a traditional jeweler. And they're committed to ensuring the highest ethical standards are observed when sourcing their diamonds and jewelry. Blue Nile also guarantees service and repair for life, as well as 100% satisfaction guarantee with free shipping and returns. If you're looking for the perfect engagement ring, I recommend you check out BlueNile.com. Right now, you can get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more with code CHUCKLE at BlueNile.com. That's $50 off with code CHUCKLE at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hey, Chuckle.
do you want me to finish that, or?
Someone just says it.
And I'm Sandwich.
And I'm also Chuckle.
And we're here with Aaron Hansen.
I appreciate the reference. It's really nice.
Yeah, it was good.
You made me feel welcome.
I kind of thought that there was going to be some sort of maybe continuation from a different side of it.
Yeah.
I thought his face would light up.
I thought he'd
And
be...
he'd say, and I'm also Chuckle.
We're talking about how the bottom part of the sandwich, and both, I guess, the top as well, it's kind of like this weird thing. Do you use them right away, or is it like you kind of leave them for last?
What the hell are you talking about?
When you have the loaf of bread and you've got the top and the bottom of it.
Oh, as in the whole loaf?
Yeah.
Yeah, the butt pieces.
I thought you were talking about just the bottom slice of a sandwich. Because we were talking about Chuckle Sandwich beforehand.
No, a whole loaf of bread.
About the
I'm talking about the butt loaves.
No, I do it right away.
You use it right away?
Yeah, I open it up.
No, do you like it, or is it like ripping off the Band-Aid?
No, I'd like the bread that I get, so.
I don't be using that shit.
Well,
I leave the top piece till the top and the bottom meet.
Well, that's very wasteful.
No, it's not.
It's just a little snack. It's a pre-snack.
Bread.
I wrap it up, throw it to the rats.
I eat all the bread anyways.
Here's what I usually do with bread.
Well, you eat the bread and you spit it out.
No, I don't.
What?
That's disgusting.
I don't spit out the
What's
bread.
What's the point of the
what
bread,
What the fuck are you talking about? I don't spit out the
Google
goddamn
Money.
Bread. Oh, yeah. I was on a game show and the production team had a loaf of bread and I just frisbeed pieces of bread at the host of the show the whole time.
Did you get him with a butt loaf?
But what?
I did. I got him
in your mouth situation.
Well, I think at one point I put it in my mouth.
Oh, like a spitball.
Spit it out.
Exactly.
Yeah, and then I won the show.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
What were you gonna say though? You were about to.
Dude, I can't remember say, two so, seconds in the past.
You were about to say something really informative and
it looked like it was
oh right
be
the
really low, good.
Yeah I well yeah. Okay, so my bread usage is like 80% egg sandwiches in the morning. I just cook up some scrambled eggs and put it between two slices of bread. Done.
Toast it or anything?
It's delicious. Just... Yeah, I'll toast it.
Okay.
Sure.
Do you season the eggs?
Yeah, man. A little salt, pepper, butter.
You put any cheese in there?
No, man. Cheese too many calories. I don't want to start my day with too heavy of a meal, all right?
Okay.
Just a couple eggs, little slices, right? So if I'm starting out with a new loaf, I'll just snack on the little end piece before I eat the egg sandwich.
Visceral.
I actually do that as well.
That's vile. You snack on the end piece of the bread?
It has to go somewhere.
It's the same bread as all the other bread.
Put it on the fucking sandwich or something. Don't be a pussy.
Where I'm from, not Smog World, we have compost, right? So everyone has a compost bin up in Vermont. Among the cattle.
What the fuck is going on?
And we don't be wasteful. We aren't wasteful with our food. So unlike Schlatt here, just going on.
They lit the ocean on fire,
throwing
bro.
Throwing them everywhere.
Your compost pile is doing jack shit.
I'm eating my...
Your compost is doing jack shit. Eating the butt end of the bread
first the world
and
burn.
Enjoying it.
That's what I do.
I'm saving the world by having a little snack before my breakfast.
Yeah.
This is bullshit. This is absolute
very
bullshit.
No,
they lit the ocean on fire.
You're not going to toast it.
They lit the ocean on fire, Charlie.
It's going to be a little thing before.
Oh, no, no. I got to recycle.
I want to go home. You are home now.
Boys,
this is it.
Please calm down.
Welcome everyone to Chuckle Sandwich. This is a very special episode.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
You're the butt loaf now, buddy.
Did you push him?
I didn't actually think that. Is this fun?
I think this is a bit.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to Chuckle Sandwich. This is a.
Do
He loves doing this bit. It's a good bit he does.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to Chuckle Sandwich. This is a very special episode because we have Mr. Aaron Hansen of Game Grumps and of Eagle Raptor fame here with us today. Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
We're here in your building.
That's right. Yeah.
Yeah. Actually,
you basically
don't help him up.
I mean,
it's a bit.
It's a bit.
Yeah.
It's a bit.
Stop getting up. It's a bit.
Oh, now he's part of the bit.
We're doing a bit.
Oh my god. You realize this is my office, right?
Yeah. It's a bit.
Yeah. Okay. So they're all rolling around on the floor right now. For our audio listeners, love you to death. Schlatt and Charlie are literally wrestling on the floor.
So I hope it sounds like it's like really far in the distance.
Yeah, I do. I hope so too. So, Aaron,
I would help you, but I'm trapped in this corner.
Don't listen to them. Just look at me.
Okay, sorry.
Welcome to the podcast.
Thanks, man.
How are you doing today?
You know, it's funny. We had this nice, like, very cordial conversation beforehand, and now this nonsense is going on. I feel like I was lied to a little bit.
Yeah, once I sort of introduced the podcast, they sort of went into content mode. And they're
just switch spots.
He's doing a bit.
They're struggling a little bit.
He just wanted to be closer to me. That was just a long-winded way to get closer to me.
That was him just trying to get close to your heart.
I didn't think I swung that way. But
we're practically touching knees at this point. Oh, now he's made it happen. This is aggressive knee touching. No, not the hand. That's too much.
Hey,
thank you.
Take a swig.
I do have to drive home, but.
Oh, one swig wouldn't do you.
Do you want me to put it in your water bottle?
Take the Nalgene.
You take this.
So what's Game Grumps?
I don't know. You tell me.
So tell us about the Game Grumps.
I've never heard of Game Grumps.
You run the wonderfully popular Gaming Grumpos. Two little Grumpos.
Sitting in a tree.
They get together and they game.
Yeah, sure.
But why did they?
So what is this game gunk you're selling? What is this stuff?
Why did they start?
Rub it on your balls. They don't sweat anymore.
A genuine question. How did that become a thing at the beginning, Game Grumps?
Oh, it was just a little side project.
Yeah?
I just saw Let's Plays becoming a thing. It was more of a joke than anything, because it was like...
Really?
Because it was at a time where, like, Let's Plays were almost like the butt of a joke. It was like, what is this? This isn't content. Bleh. And then it became content again.
Right.
So...
What?
You all right?
Yeah, we're all good.
He's telling it. He's giving us a genuine.
I know, and I was really appreciating it. And Schlatt just couldn't contain himself.
Yeah, he got so excited. He's
really struggling right now.
I know.
Well, that's cool. I do understand what you're talking about, though. At a certain point, when Let's Plays did kind of become a little oversaturated on YouTube, for sure. So, but you guys were just like, we're just gonna kind of
we braved the storm, man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And
carved out our niche,
and that's your main thing now because you don't make the Eagle Raptor animation.
Thanks for rubbing it in, I appreciate it.
And you quit. I mean, you.
Yeah, so I can see it in your eyes as well. All the light is just kind of gone.
Yeah,
you ran away.
Yeah.
So no. why
from your passion?
Yeah. Why did you quit?
More like game cowards. Really.
No. Oh god.
So why? Thanks for having me on the show, guys.
we're in hit Game Grumps' building.
He could tell us to leave at any moment. We'd have to.
Like William Osmond's over there. We had him in the last episode. And he's lit a hand on his face bombing right now. Like.
Oh. Was this how you treated Will? How'd they treat you on this one?
I don't know.
I spilled ice cold water all over his crotch.
Oh, sick.
Yeah, Aaron's hitting the security button repeatedly and they're banging on the door.
He was like, oh, you're pissing me off. Here's some water.
Oh, okay.
Fucko. Like,
it was an accident.
He had a little bit of a baby fit. I mean,
it was an accident.
It was a bit.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
got it. Right on.
But I mean,
yeah, when did you decide you were a quitter at life?
When it was just too much time out of my day.
When it just wasn't making all the money you wanted to make, and when Game Grumps, the easier...
I'm so sorry. You know. I'm just so sorry.
I mean, kind of. Like, it takes a lot of time.
No, it's fine. I think I relate to that a whole lot, because I used to make interesting content as well.
Yeah?
Jesus, man.
He used to do...
Now you do this?
I
is
do
that what you're saying?
Essays. I used to do video essays. And now I talk in front of a camera about stupid shit.
It goes where it goes, right?
Yeah.
You were just like pretending to blow your friend like a minute ago.
Yeah.
What are you talking about,
dude?
I spilled something.
I was just helping you out with it.
I'm completely dry now.
Sucking them dry.
Just slurping it up.
This is awesome.
No problem with this. I don't.
The visual bit isn't happening right now. We're describing the visual
bit. Oh, yeah.
Bit.
We are describing the visual bit for our audio listeners. Yeah, for you audio,
he's completely making all this stuff up. I mean, Aaron Hansen, pathological liar, everyone. It's unbelievable.
When did you decide to be a manipulator?
When did you decide to be, like, the biggest asshole
what were,
on the
what were sort of the origins for your very manipulative personality? I see you.
Aaron Hansen, who's your worst neighbor? And call him out right now.
I do have a very annoying neighbor who is like the definition of like the NIMBY, and she's always like yelling at her child, and I can hear it through the door.
Yeah,
and like it's like borderline the point where it's like, do I like look up what I should
do
in this situation?
Like the handbook of the child protective services.
Is it my place to be like, hey?
I mean, I think it. I think that would be kind of a fun little experiment you could do. I mean.
But would they know it's me? I feel like they would know it's me. You know what I mean? Because it's like she's friends with everyone else that's around her except for kind of us.
Pay someone to walk by at peak yell hour and have, and have them call
the 5
cop.
O'clock yell.
Yeah, maybe the 5 o'clock, maybe the 6:30, maybe the dinner yell.
Mm.
The dinner yell as opposed to the dinner bell.
Got to get them at the 7 screech.
Yeah.
That's when they go wild.
But what type of yelling is it?
Oh, you know, it's like is the it, kind that you don't want to hear ever directed at a child.
Could you give us a sort of a...
No, because I don't want to bring the fucking podcast down to zero. Like, oh, this is fun. Let me reenact my abusive neighbor to your child.
Oh, God. All right. What's your least favorite color?
Oh, wow. What a tone shift. Yeah. My least favorite color. I don't know, man. I like all colors.
Listen to yourself.
Wow.
Listen to yourself.
This guy.
Why can't all colors?
Okay. I have a unique relationship to like dark purple because I like purple, but whenever I try to paint with dark purple, I can never get it to look right. So it frustrates me. Dark purple frustrates the hell out of me.
Do you paint a lot?
So maybe that. Sometimes. In and out, you know.
Monet in the studio today. What do you do? You do oil paints? Do you do like acrylic? Do you?
It's usually digital.
I mean,
have you ever like physically painted?
Yeah, of course.
Is it frustrating?
It's harder because
I don't know why. I mean, well, nobody. Okay, I guess I need a little work back here because you just looked at me like it was the biggest city in the world for not assuming that it was digital. But now that I think about the fact that you did digital animation for the longest time, that makes a lot of sense.
I think I just have a look on my face based on the past 10 minutes of my life.
That's fair.
Yeah.
That is fair. Okay.
No, seriously though. Like, is painting in a physical medium or that stuff, is it like, have you become so used to a digital program that it's weird for you? Or is it like, do you do stuff like that on the side?
There's benefits to both. Like, okay. I feel like you have more control digitally, but like, you know, the act of like putting the actual paint on and like, you know, there's the analog. I feel like any comparison to anything, the analog is like, this is nice. There's something real about it, you know?
Yeah.
There is. Getting your hands in the worms.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I feel
you. It's like Farmville's not going to compare to the real putting your hands in the dirt, right?
That's what I'm saying. Getting out there with the plow.
Exactly.
Yeah. What would be your, like, if you had something secondary, like, is there any sort of art thing you do on the side that maybe people don't know about besides digital art?
I love that, like, I like put the podcast on blast and now it's just like,
so, tell us about your art.
Let's just wrangle it.
To be fair, these two were fucking rolling around like kindergartners over there for a little bit. So
I don't know what the hell you're talking about, audio listeners. What is this guy on about? Seriously,
what was the question he asked you?
I honestly don't remember.
I just asked what other art stuff you dabble with.
I don't think we've ever struggled this much in our entire lives.
You're not going to kick us out, right?
Are we going to lose?
Oh, no. You're free to film here as much as you want.
Oh,
okay.
Man.
Okay, that's... Yeah, we're
you're lovely gentlemen.
Keep going with this.
Thank you.
And I know it's all for the bit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, 100%. Yeah, yes.
100%.
Yeah.
No, that is...
I do a lot of creative shit. I just write music and all. I used to do poetry when I was younger.
When were you the least creative? When in your life did you... That you were the
You're
least
giving me all these
creative.
Opportunities to burn this place down. Right now.
What's the most scared you've ever been in your entire life?
If you could pick three people that you hate the most.
Yeah, three people, preferably in the vicinity of you right now.
Three white men. Three,
yeah.
You know?
White men.
Probably Borf, Ian, and William.
Yes!
Nice!
Just don't want them in my life anymore.
Oh my goodness, because they're letting this happen.
Yeah, yeah. Borf's just standing back like a producer does, just hands on hips.
Yeah, hands
nodding
on,
and
hands on hips,
trying
nodding.
Not to interfere, not making any noise.
He nods at everything. I don't know what's
Here's a wonderful thing. If you're ever feeling uncomfortable, you can immediately just go and talk to him, Ian, and just ask him whatever you want. For instance, Ian, are we doing are we shitting this up right now? Are we fucking this up big time?
The beginning was rough.
Thank you.
Oh.
What was wrong with the beginning?
Oh, no, it was fine.
Let's get metaphysical.
Yeah. What is that?
Give us
sorry,
go
I drank
around
like
the
all
circle
the water.
And tell you each of one problem you have with each of us.
Too handsome for all of you. That's all I would say.
That seems like a you problem. I think he's asking problems you have with each of us, right?
Yeah. What is
what is your biggest issue with tech?
What's your problem with?
Because we can't fucking stand
what's your damage?
I think you smile too much.
I do smile a lot.
Yeah.
I do. It's true. And I should be ashamed.
You do. Mm-hmm. You're too happy-go-lucky for me.
I am a little bit optimistic for my own good.
For you, it's I keep thinking that you have a nose ring, but then
look at me.
Well, because he's got that scratch.
I was scratched by a cat not too long ago.
Yeah.
Love that cat. We're not friends, though.
This dude, this guy, he hasn't seen Charlie in like almost 2 years. And the first thing that he does when we pull up at this Airbnb is he gets out of the car and he's like, I had a terrible flight.
Well, I did. You want me to talk about the flight now?
I said, what happened to your face? He said, cat, and then he turned around and walked away.
I'm just talking about how negative you were. How much of
a negative
Nancy you are.
I'm a negative Nancy.
Why do you think that is?
I'm from New York, and the only thing we have to look forward to, the light at the end of the tunnel, some might say, is the state of New Jersey.
You look forward to New Jersey?
What's the state of New Jersey? Poor?
Wretched.
Dilapidated.
Yeah.
I mean,
It's a bit poor. I mean, the joke was...
Not poor as in monetarily, poor as in the condition.
Poor,
in all ways.
Because you said the state of New Jersey, as in like the state of being...
Hellish.
Of New Jersey. Mm-hmm. Very,
No, it's a terrible place. That scumfuck Bill de Blasio and that shit.
Are we still talking about New Jersey?
And that shitter, that shit ass shit eater, Andrew Cuomo, can both suck on my nuts.
Whoa!
Yeah, let's kill all the nursing homes and have a great time doing it and then write a book about it.
Bazinga! This is where you can put the zoom in.
Scott, have some fun.
Yeah,
really
good slaps,
bro.
The Cuomo moment.
Fellas, getting engaged is a special time for many. The only thing that's not so special is buying an engagement ring when you have no idea what you're doing. Look at you, you little idiot. You got no idea what you're doing. Lucky for us, that's where BlueNile.com comes in. BlueNile.com is the original online jeweler and has been helping couples create the perfect ring since 1999. A very, very familiar date for me. Now look, imagine spending all this money on an engagement ring only to find out there was a better deal after the fact. With Blue Nile, you don't need to worry because they offer a diamond price guarantee, which means they can usually meet or beat a competitor's price on a similar diamond. With Blue Nile, you can create bigger, more brilliant pieces at a price you won't find at a traditional jeweler. And they're committed to ensuring the highest ethical standards are observed when sourcing their diamonds and jewelry. Blue Nile also guarantees service and repair for life, as well as 100% satisfaction guarantee with free shipping and returns. If you're looking for the perfect engagement ring, I recommend you check out BlueNile.com. Right now, you can get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more with code CHUCKLE at BlueNile.com. That's $50 off with code CHUCKLE at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Very funny. You're a funny guy. Where do you get all your jokes?
I don't know, man.
Where do you get your ideas from?
Yeah.
As a team of writers.
Team of writers.
Oh, yeah? What do they have to say about your least favorite thing about me? Those team of writers.
Yeah,
oh,
yeah, she didn't say.
Yeah, I was actually going
to... I was waiting for it, too.
Yeah, man.
I wasn't going to let you just get off the hook and not... Yeah.
And not insult him.
Yeah, glasses too appropriate for your face.
Too appropriate?
Yeah.
That's, what would you... that's a reverse compliment, though. You're saying that his glasses
are you really mean
sorry.
It?
Shit. You're saying they look good on him.
Too jacked. I don't know.
Too
clearly
too
works
jacked.
Out a little bit.
That's another...
This is no, keep them coming, man. I'm
four-handed insult. Like, what is that?
Yeah.
Oh, this is good. Yeah. I work too hard, is what I say.
You look too much like the guy that I buy magic cards from.
That's fun. I like that one. That one's good. That one's good. I went into a like a store when I was in high school to get like a tux fitted, and the woman behind the counter said I looked like the person from Superbad.
Which there's like 1,000 people in Superbad.
I hadn't seen Superbad, so but they all started laughing.
Did you just assume we would get what you're saying?
You look like the guy from SNL.
No,
oh, really?
Just, yeah, I don't know. I was just thinking of
you look like that man from the news.
Of other shitty things people have said.
That's my favorite.
I saw you on ABC.
That's my favorite. Whenever like a fan comes up and is like, "You look familiar," I'm like, "You want me to do all the heavy lifting here?"
Yeah.
All right, fine. I don't recognize you.
Yeah.
Now what?
I've had people say I look like Slimesicle.
What the fuck is Slimesicle?
That is the meanest thing you could have said to me. That's me. That's my channel. That's my channel. It's Charlie. It's Slimesicle.
It's Slimesicle.
Yeah.
Oh, crazy.
That's fucking awesome.
Crazy
that is so fucking
with
funny.
Eagle Raptor Aaron Hansen of Game Grumps.
Look, I don't watch YouTube.
What do you watch? That is so good.
Yeah, what do you watch, huh?
The only YouTuber I watch is Paging Mr. Morrow. Shout out to that guy. He uploads a video every day of him going to Disney World, and he loves every second
every
of it.
Every day?
That sounds
every
awesome.
Day. He moved to Orlando just so he could be a Disney World vlogger, and he's the most positive motherfucker I've ever seen in my life. Every time he's just like, hello, friends. He just welcomes you into his world.
Jeez.
And then he's just like, today I'm going to go to this restaurant, and I'm going to eat the food. And then he eats the food, and he's like... This is the most delicious shit I've ever eaten. And it's just like, yes, it is.
Something hell, magical.
And it's like,
that.
You can, like, even if he doesn't like it, he's like, well, you know, it's not for me, but I get how a lot of people would really like this one. And it's like, yes.
That's great.
So positive.
God, that is like the polar physical universal opposite of Schlatt.
I'd love to take that guy down a peg.
Why does it always got to be that, man?
You are a monster. You are honest to God a monster.
That's why your cat scratched you, you know?
Oh, it wasn't my cat. My cat's fantastic.
Oh.
His
wait, what cat scratched
Jambo.
You?
Chompy.
Isn't that a Skylander?
Chompy was the name of the cat that got me. It's Miskiff's cat.
And it scratched you, too?
Yeah, he got me and scratched me.
Yeah, it feels off brand.
He got
I was
you?
Holding him.
He got you
I was
first?
Just, no, I was just holding him because I like to be... I'm just a dick. So like if the cat's unhappy.
So by nurturing the cat, you're being an asshole?
Yeah, well the cat's meowing, he wants to go, and I'm just there. I got him.
Right, he can't go.
Oh, because the cat doesn't want to be in your arms anymore.
Oh, preventing the cat from leaving when you hold
him. Yeah, I'm petting him.
Well, now you understand there's repercussions for your actions.
Yeah.
We're working on that.
I had to pull a couple of those because he, you know, in arm distance. And it was just like...
Yeah, no shit.
But then he got me when I wasn't looking.
Ooh, all right.
Now I have a nose ring.
So
I got bit by my guinea pig when I tried to give her a blueberry. She got my thumb and stuff.
Damn, you both live hard lives.
That's my contribution. I just want to say we work out here too, okay? All right?
I actually feel a little bad I didn't know your channel name.
No, I thought it was funny.
You should hold on to that for the rest of the podcast.
I will.
Pretty messed up.
Yeah, I will.
Yeah, I think that'd be really good. Here's a question.
Okay.
Who do you think you were before you knew who you wanted to be?
What?
Jesus fucking Christ, man. Who do I think I was before I knew who I don't even think I still know who I want to be. I just want to be a nice guy. So I guess I was a jerk before I realized that I wanted to be a nice guy.
Do you actually think you were like a jerk?
I was a real lash out kind of kid, yeah. I was a real bully sometimes.
What was the moment where you sort of realized maybe something
like you became that like moment you became conscious?
Yeah.
I don't know. That's a good question.
What was the moment Ego Raptor became Thoughtful Raptor?
God.
Humble Raptor.
I think it was probably after Game Grumps when I first got somebody, when I first got an email from somebody that was like, hey, that joke like really bothered me. And I was like, that's interesting. I've never gotten that kind of feedback before.
How do I feel in my heart?
Yeah. And of course, my first impulse was like, fuck you, it's comedy. But like, but I kept thinking about it. And I was like, that kind of sucks that like the whole point of comedy is to make people laugh. And somebody was like upset by it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I was just like, hey, sorry. And then they were like, oh, thanks. And then I was like, wow.
I now
was
feel
good.
Better.
I guess I should just be nice.
Well, yeah. Cool.
And so I think that was probably the turning point for me.
Yeah. Can you say that again and look directly at Schlatt this time when you say it?
With the whole story?
Yeah. I'm...
All right, did you just admit that you're Mati from Captain Planet? You were just like, I'm Hart.
That is such a niche.
I know. I was like, there's something Captain here that Planet. Would probably be really funny if it clicked, but it just. I mean,
how do you not know Captain Planet?
We would know Captain. We don't know the names of
water,
the individual
water,
fucking
water,
kids.
Fire,
what
heart.
What are the names of all the kids Captain with the power Planet rings? Is. What are the names? Who's fire? Who's fire?
I mean, you know the.
So come on,
you know the kid,
Wheeler.
You know the kid with the heart because he's like, why the fuck do they have a heart power here?
There's the one episode where there was he was trapped in a pit with a lion, and he was like, heart, and then the lion loved him, and then that was the end of the episode.
That sounds like a good episode.
So,
right? So if you were in a situation where you went to the jungle and there were lions after you, you could just be like, heart, motherfucker.
Okay, so why doesn't he just kind of like...
make their hearts stop.
Carpet bomb every person that ever polluted ever with heart.
Exactly. He's the most powerful one. He could manipulate the entire human race.
Oh my God.
Wheeler just shoots fire and burns shit.
It's true.
But Mati, he's smart. He can fucking, he could become the next Jeff Bezos and really manipulate the whole world.
One of the kids that makes
money.
Captain Planet can become the next Jeff Bezos?
Of course.
It's all a circle, man.
Yeah.
Okay, here's a question for you that I think will probably definitely define this episode. And I think this is something that's really important to learn. Would you rather...
You look so nervous.
Did you get hit by the cat too?
No, I was trying to set up the studio and I tried to take a tag off of something and I cut myself more deep than I deserved to be cut.
It was a really weak moment.
It was a weak moment. But the question is, would you rather be bit by thousands of snakes every minute?
Oh.
Or
you just
get $1 million, but you turn into a bird.
This is like early Chuckle Sandwich shit. We did these all the time.
Was that just off the top of your head?
No, this was in the vault.
It's a real personality quiz there. Probably the bird one. That sounds awesome.
But you don't want to be a bird, dude.
Bird?
I would probably.
Well, that's fucking stupid. Kill out of this guy.
I want to be the bird.
You don't
want
to be a bird.
I want to be the bird more than I want to be dude, have $1 million.
Well, that fucking sucks because we got a whole cart of snakes in the office, but we do not have $1 million.
Hey,
so
Ian,
fucking.
Ian, real quick, can you look up a random bird generator real quick?
Yeah.
Tell
we're
them which
gonna,
one
you we're gonna give you a bird that you're gonna be. If
would
you
rather
to, if you choose to have this $1 million?
I'm sorry, random bird generator.
Oh, there's gotta be one.
It's the one you're gonna be.
Ian, did
would you rather be invisible but only while screaming, or fly
nice
but only
voice
straight
crack,
up?
But also
fly but only straight up.
Okay, what happens?
That rules.
What are you? Where are you gonna go?
You saying I can't go back down?
No.
So I'd have to fall
right.
down.
Yeah.
That's interesting.
But then you can activate, as you're falling down, you activate the fly up, and it cancels out. And so
no.
you
can there you go. Yeah, landing. As you fall, you're like, whoop, whoop, whoop. That's genius. That
exactly.
one.
That's actually really good.
That's
actually
that one.
What,
sure.
what is the context
okay,
of this?
We found a random bird generator.
All right, lay it
okay,
on me.
Okay. Okay. Put that bird up.
Generate.
It's a red wing.
What is that?
That's the name of the bird?
Yeah, it's a bird.
That sounds actually like a pretty cool bird.
That's like a Marvel superhero.
You lucked out.
That's not a bird.
Can you do a different one? That one sounds too cool.
A red wing what?
I'm trying to make him feel ashamed for wanting to be a bird.
A gray heron.
Okay, gray heron. Cool. That rhymes with my name,
yeah,
so great.
Can we get like a fucking
see, that's,
fuck
that's
belly
frustrating
big
because
bill or
gray
something.
Herons are the type of bird where it's like if you see once, there's always that one person that's like, oh, look, a gray heron. Because they're like a bird guy.
I'm
And then
is that an issue?
Big issue.
I'm a bird guy. I like birds. I put up birds.
Would you know a gray heron if you saw
that's
one?
That's why probably you're on not. The opposite end
I'm
of
a bird,
the studio.
I'm not a bird
me.
Watcher. I'm a bird appreciator.
Wait,
right?
Okay, so you found a bird generator. Are these fake birds or are these real birds?
They're real birds.
Where else do you think they come from?
I mean,
man?
Red
okay.
Wing is a little like, I'm sure there's a lot of birds with a red wing.
It's bestrandom.com/random bird generator.
Give us another one.
So it's generating a fake bird.
No, they're real birds.
Who makes a random bird generator?
There's a lot
of
birds.
I'm looking at the short-toed tree creeper right now.
That's absolutely real.
He's looking at the short-toed tree creeper right now.
Say that three times fast. Go.
Short-toed tree creeper. Short-toed tree creeper.
Yeah, that's a fuck one.
That's a fuck one.
That's a fuck one.
I love that. Give us another.
But Schlatt, the way this works is it's. You take all birds.
Who has ever wanted that?
Who's ever wanted
what?
To know
like random
all
birds?
I take all birds.
Yeah. I feel like there's more demand for a fake
you silly
bird
man.
Name generator.
You silly man.
I'm
just
not
take,
a silly man.
You could generate
a
bird
a list
name by yourself.
Of all the birds and then just throw in a random thing. And now you pull out one. And then you've got all birds, but they're random. So it generates for you a random bird. So
this
now,
is going to get clipped. I mean, this is viral content
so
right
now,
here.
So now you've got.
Well, here's
don't patronize us, you sick. Fuck.
So here's what we're going to do. We're going to go
you
around the table.
Sick bastard.
We're going to go
how
around the table.
How dare you? You come
all,
and sit in this chair next to me well, and you start yeah. to.
We're all going to generate a bird. Right. We're going to go around the table. Everyone's going to generate a bird. Ready? Ted, go. Generate a bird.
Big cat. What? No. Sorry.
It's like something just. Some neuron just fired.
Sparrow.
That's a real bird.
It is.
Okay.
Oh, you want me to generate
yeah,
fake
like fake bird.
Bird. Oh. The grumbly hortifice.
I like that's, that. No, that's
no
awesome.
One would name a bird.
All right, your
that.
Turn. Your
a
turn.
Grumbly hortifice? I like grumbly hortifice. That's yeah. good.
Grumbly
that's,
hortifice?
It sounds like a teacher at Hogwarts. It
sounds like a Game Grumps spinoff.
Yeah.
And we're the
all right. What's your bird name?
Railgun headed Flagooger.
Okay. Railgun headed what?
Flagooger.
Oh,
that's awesome.
Yeah.
So grumbly hortifice. Doesn't work, but railgun headed.
Well, now that I'm on the same page.
Well, there's an image in your head. That
oh,
it creates.
I'm sorry that you
yeah,
okay. were too slow to figure it out, and
listen,
then you had to throw
I'm just
a fit
thinking,
for everyone.
I'm just thinking, why does it have to? Like, my mind was like, okay, it should be realistic.
Okay, then
really?
Then do one. Then do one now. He's got one. Fuck. What are you going to possibly say? What
is he crying? Are you okay?
This is comedic crutch right here. This is his.
He really likes this.
This is his money maker.
Thanks.
Yeah.
You need to power his tears.
I was gonna say Big Bird.
Just Big Bird.
Think of something. Think of something. Just
thinking Big Bird.
What kind of bird is Big Bird?
He's yellow.
First of all,
he's
who
yellow,
knows a yellow
and he's
bird?
Like 6'8".
Is he not? Is he? He's not an ostrich. He can't be an ostrich.
No, he's
I don't
no
think
ostrich.
He's an ostrich.
That's no ostrich.
No, he's the one who led the war against them and put them into extinction in another future.
What was that war against emus that happened in Australia?
Oh, in Australia, there was two of them. And they lost both times.
Oh, nice.
There was an emu war?
There were two, apparently.
Yeah, I think so. Ian, yeah. Would you be a doll and look up the emu war?
Ian, can
Australia?
We actually get some footage playing of the
yeah,
great emu war?
Specifically the Australian one. I'm not sure if there's other ones, but I know that Australia
who was
did.
Warring against the emus?
It was
the
like
Australian government.
Wasn't it like, I thought it was like two people with like automated
no,
weapons.
No, no, no.
It's not much
literally
of a war,
the
is
Australian
it?
Government.
Oh my God.
There was too
that
many,
poor emu.
There was too many emus.
Oh, who was the judge of that? People who hate emus?
The government, and they're always right, so back off, slick.
Whoa, Nelly.
Yeah, you're right.
No, Ian, but it was the Australian government, and they went in, and they were literally using, like, apparently rockets and machine guns.
Rockets? Ian, can you get us
that's
to the...
Not a, that's
Ian,
not a picture
need,
from the
I
emu
I need, like,
war.
A verbal Wikipedia
yeah, I want the Wikipedia description of
I
what exactly happened.
I need you to get
happened.
In on Wikipedia.
Yeah, what's the top paragraph on the Wikipedia page for the Great Emu War?
My grandfather was
great
halfway
emu
through the story
war.
When
also
he passed
as,
away.
Are they... I fucked it.
No, keep going.
Yeah
we
good.
Believe in you.
William Osman, tag in.
Okay, William Osman's tagging in.
He's on two episodes now. You
what a lucky guy.
You gotta pay him extra.
The Emu War was also known as the Great Emu War. Was a nuisance wildlife management military operation undertaken in Australia over the later part of 1932 to address public concern over the number
so
of
pre-World
emus
War
said
II.
To be running amok yeah. in the Campion district of
set
Western
the stage.
Australia. the unsuccessful attempts to curb the population, basically, is like unsuccessful. Like
they basically, okay. Basically,
oh, so they didn't.
No, they lost. That's how they lost because they couldn't.
It was a population control thing, and they just couldn't figure it out.
So no. That was like 100 years ago.
We could probably.
Are there like a billion emus now?
They had a similar thing with bunnies, I think.
Hey, Ian, would you real quick look up the emu population in Australia, real quick for me? Thank you.
Could you check the emu census.gov?
Yeah, yeah. Can you get can we get a 2020 emu census?
Yeah, it's about 600,000.
Emus?
What? Emus? Yeah.
You got to realize there aren't many people in Australia. What's the population of Australia?
Ian, can we get three emu den drone strikes right now here?
Is there like one emu per five
round? I don't know what they are.
So if you have a family of...
There's 25 million people in Australia.
Okay, so you've got...
That's not a huge ratio.
I mean...
A lot of emus.
How many emus we said? 600,000.
That's more than 1% emu versus...
That is close to 2%.
That's like that's like one emu for every 50 people, right?
Every 100 people.
Yeah. How many people? How many emus do you think could take a person? Or is it the other way around?
I think one emu could take a person. Probably. Have you seen their fucking feet?
Nah.
Now
I could beat an emu.
Now, you know what's one thing?
You couldn't beat the fucking cat that scratched your nose.
Ian, can we get the emu backstage? Emu? Can we get the emu
we
have backstage?
Can we get a picture of an emo emu?
I'm looking up facts. I'm getting facts.
Okay. We put Ian up
to this job
literally this morning,
bill?
And he was not prepared.
He
did not think that he would have to do this.
I just thought of it.
I feel like you can kind of make anything happen.
Okay, so Charlie, you got to give us a fake bird.
Every episode that has happened.
You haven't given us a fake bird.
Yeah, you're right. Flesh-winged sky rat.
Flesh-winged sky rat.
It's just a bat.
That is a bat.
Oh, you're
that is
fucking
literally
right.
A bat.
Mother Nature beat me to it.
Wow.
Well, that's how you know it's good. Somebody did it before you.
God agrees. I believe in geology.
Don't think too hard. Just say it.
I won't. Worm-riddled.
So far, just a dead bird.
Carcass. No.
So far,
that's just a dead bird.
Come on, gag another one.
White feathered seagull. That's just a regular seagull.
Okay,
so
go. Stop.
Okay, I'll come back around to me. All right. Maggot eating Richidon.
Great. Red horned floor eater. Go.
Small bird.
Good.
Black bellied can snorter.
Great.
Yep.
Go.
Creamy eyed wallet snatcher.
Oh, that's good.
Farting guy. Go.
Bird.
Great.
Heat finding ass seeker.
That's pretty good.
You like that?
Yeah.
Ashen Wilbur.
Ooh.
Okay.
That's like a boss in Bloodborne.
All right.
The Ashened One.
That's just, Wilbur Soot's Dark Souls name is what that is.
Man-eating snake butt bird. Go.
Pigeon.
That's not, okay, no, go back to him.
He's doing a bit.
You're right.
Give us a bird.
You want me to come up with a real...
I'm coming up... Come up a real...
He's going to say
bird.
Some
generate?
Fake shit like flamingo.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Can you imagine if they were real?
Can't believe
now
it.
Now, let's talk about this. If they're all... Like, aren't they all fake anyways?
I know, but if we keep
birds?
Talking...
Yes,
but like,
that's
there's
true.
A very high likelihood that somebody's going to draw these.
All birds died... The last bird died in 2001. They've been replaced with government drones.
Patriot Act.
And let's talk about that.
Two pigeons and a
because
seagull.
Maybe? Real?
Was this Rhett and Link?
Yes.
One of our interns grabbed a bird.
stuck a knife into its eye, and he found a camera in there.
We are going to disassemble a bird today.
Disassemble?
On we're the
gonna
show.
Oh, man.
They come in with like one of those like silver platters that you see like scalpels come off, and it's just a fucking dead pigeon.
What did you want to talk about that birds aren't real?
I don't know.
No, they're not.
Blood-wedded disassembler. How's that for a bird name?
Wow, you were really working on that for a while.
Yeah, that one was cooking for a little bit.
No, you said disassemble. I was like, maybe that's something.
You had a bun in the oven.
Yeah.
But not the kind you want to eat.
How about this one?
What?
Charcuterie board.
That's just...
But it's B-O-R-D.
What is this?
Bird.
Or you just say, you're saying bird with like a really weird accent.
Oh, mm-hmm. I see.
Charcuterie bird.
Charcuterie board.
Yeah, see? He's got like a Swedish chef thing going on. That's pretty good.
Encumbered gull.
Encumbered gull?
He's just carrying way too many swords.
He's got like a brick. That's it.
Oh, goodness. All right.
Another Dark Souls encumbered gull, the great one.
Mean, this is obviously a guest episode, so we got to ask you. I mean...
Yeah, what do you usually do with guests?
I don't know. We haven't really figured it out. This is our 24th episode we filmed. So,
like ever?
Ever.
I think we've actually come to a point where it stops sounding like an excuse because we are on like 24.
Yeah, almost at a quarter of 100.
Did we ask what part of the sandwich?
We didn't. We didn't. And I told him to prep for the question too.
So Ted Nivison is the butt end of the bread.
I'm the butt piece.
The butt loaf.
Is the butt pieces
you treat
that,
very
you,
nicely. That you eat
that,
first.
Why are you already eliminating pieces of the bread that are pieces of the sandwich that I could be?
Well, we already got three of us.
So what are you?
So you
got
to fill the gaps. What are you?
I'm the
what
mayo.
Are you?
Okay.
I'm the meat.
Well, you got to say what. I feel like you need to identify what meat you are.
That's already a sandwich.
I haven't done it yet.
I know, but Charlie, you got to understand, and let me break this down for you Barney style so you can understand. You can't just say I'm the meat because there are plenty of sandwiches that have multiple types of meat, and it's very disrespectful to our guests when you bring them on and expect them to tell you what sandwiches that you've covered all meats.
Wait, when you said you're the butt.
I'm the butt pieces of the bread.
I think we let.
Pieces.
I think we let William say bologna.
You've got one, two, and that. Holds the sandwich together.
Okay. I'm like the absurd third bread in the club sandwich that nobody likes.
Oh.
Oh.
Yeah. And you kind of are right now.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's no. That just feels mean.
This doesn't make any sense because now we have bread, mayo, meat. There's nothing.
This is hardly a sandwich, is it?
Well, no.
We need bread over here.
It's a sandwich. It's a flatbread.
Well,
you know what really pisses me off?
It's a flatbread extra bread.
Can I go off right now?
You go off. Really go off. Yes.
Yes, queen. Go
when
off.
When somebody is in the center of two people and the two people are like plumbers or whatever, and then they're like, I'm in a plumber sandwich. And it's like, no, you're fucking not. Nobody calls the sandwich by the bread. Yeah. They call it by what's inside.
Yeah, you're right.
So you're in a U sandwich with plumber bread.
Hey, start chuckling. Start chuckling right now. Start chuckling. Start chuckling, Ted.
That's not a chuckle.
Ted, start chuckling. You got to start chuckling right now.
Thank you.
What are you? What are you? What are you?
Thank you.
What are you right now?
I'm Aaron.
It's an Aaron sandwich.
It's an Aaron sandwich with chuckle bread. That's what you should rename the fucking show.
Ian, get on it. We need a big neon sign that says that. It's going to fill the entire
show, man. Pull together.
Can we swear?
Yeah,
of course.
I think we have.
Of course, our sponsors wouldn't sponsor us if we didn't swear.
Who is the sponsor?
Subway. Eat fresh.
Here's your segue, guys. Who's the sponsor?
Who needs segues when you have Subway?
Of Chuckle Sandwich is sponsored by Take It Away Future Us.
What's up, Chucklers? Today's episode is sponsored by Honey. Honey is the number one shopping tool in America. And it's just a little button up there that pops up whenever you got a coupon code that's available for you to use.
The great thing about Honey is it works on the stuff you already buy from the sites you already use. If you don't get it, it's just so easy to go ahead and install and use it on stuff you're gonna buy anyway.
Plus, it's freaking fun, man. Don't you like saving money? Whenever I save money on something, I just feel a rush of adrenaline. Mm. I feel my blood pumping, and I thank it all to Honey. Honey is thanks to all of that adrenaline, all that goodness. Ooh, yeah. Thank you, Honey, for that one.
You can get Honey for free and add it to your browser by going to joinhoney.com/chuckle. That's joinhoney.com/chuckle. Thank you, Honey, for sponsoring today's episode. Bye-bye.
This episode of Chuckle Sandwich is sponsored by Bright Cellars.
Ted, you like drinking?
I love the very safe drinking.
Responsible drinking.
I like to responsibly drink.
You do a little sipping on the wine, you know?
A little bit of sipping, a little bit of tasting. I like to get the notes.
Excellent. Well, Bright Cellars is a monthly wine club that wants to help people like you discover what wines they really love.
All you have to do is take a quiz, and the algorithm matches you with wines you're guaranteed to like based on your taste profile.
Ooh. And each wine comes personalized with an educational card that provides serving and pairing tips.
The more you rate and give feedback on your wines, the better your matches get month after month.
Plus, the subscription is very flexible. If you want to skip a month at any time, you can. And if you want to replace a wine, the Bright Cellars Concierge team will help you with your order.
I've always wanted a concierge.
Yes. Mr. Mosby.
Their delight guarantee means that if you don't love a bottle in your shipment, Bright Cellars will send you a replacement in your next box.
Their packaging comes in a small footprint, it's environmentally sustainable, and it's plastic-free. And it's recyclable.
Head to the link in the description and you'll get a 4-bottle box for 60% off. Ooh. Thanks to Bright Cellars.
Thank you, Bright Cellars, for sponsoring today's episode, and enjoy.
The Chuckle Sandwich Podcast is also sponsored by Warby Parker.
Warby Parker is committed to providing exceptional vision care online and in stores. They've got eyeglasses, sunglasses, eye exams, and contact lenses.
Glasses start at $95, including prescription lenses.
Plus, you can try Warby Parker's Home Try-On program, where you can order 5 pairs of glasses to try on at home for free.
Warby Parker styles range from extra narrow to extra wide to fit all face shapes. All right, you got a big wide face, you got a little tiny toothpick face. Warby Parker's got you covered.
Plus, they got blue light filtering glasses now. So even if you're gaming all day, Ted, they got you covered.
Oh man, I love gaming.
Yeah, I know. It ships free and includes a prepaid return label. And actually, Ted, don't you wear Warby Parker?
Well, Schlatt, in fact, I do. Hmm. I've got the Warby Parker Simon glasses. Ooh. I've been wearing these glasses for years. And I genuinely do really like Warby Parker as a company. This is me speaking in a very candid way, off the cuff. Warby Parker's freaking awesome. I've been wearing their glasses for like at least three years now. And
that's how you look so damned handsome.
I look so handsome, and it's thanks to Warby Parker. Warby Parker also carries a wide variety of contact lens brands, including Acuvue and Biofinity. You can save 15% on your first order of contacts. No promo code needed, okay?
You can try 5 pairs of glasses on for free at warbyparker.com/chuckle.
Once again, that's warbyparker.com/chuckle.
All right, we're back.
Wow, so informative.
We're back.
Wouldn't you buy or use that?
Of course, I do every day.
Oh, that's excellent.
I really hope it's not Cialis.
Honestly, that's probably the first time we've ever done that. Usually we just bully our editor into just choosing a
like
spot
making
that
it work.
Works mm-hmm. and just cuts it, and then there's the ad.
Like right when you start talking about Nazis, it's like, hey, we're good talking about the sponsor now.
Yeah, exactly.
You actually, yeah, you do bring up a good point. This is funny, Nazi though, segment here, so we're just segueing in. What do you think?
Of what?
Huh?
Nazis is what Charlie is asking.
Yeah, well, you had mentioned that we segue into the ad after some Nazi conversation.
Right.
Are we segueing into another ad right now? Well, this is our Nazi segment of the podcast. So
that's Should implying that there's a Nazi segment.
And I don't like them. Yeah. And I don't like them.
Should
and that's
I start
the end
talking?
Of it. No. No.
William is making a face from afar like this podcast is the worst thing that he's
this has
ever
been a
seen
mess so far.
Life.
Oh,
guys,
God.
I cannot see where this is going.
So let's talk about water.
Let's talk about water.
Oh, I just got that.
Absolutely.
Yes. That's funny.
Thanks, man.
You said you're a conspiracist about water.
Oh man.
Nazi. Yeah.
It's good, right?
Yeah, no, it's good.
It was, oh, I like that.
It's like if you look at a pond, it's not sea, it's pond. It's
Yeah. You're crazy.
And maybe you can ponder that.
Freaking great.
Oh!
What did he say?
Did you hear this guy?
No, I didn't.
Jeez
Louise.
Is it really? Is this real right now?
No,
we gotta have this guy on more often. This is great.
So, what were you saying about water?
Yeah, you're a conspiracist about the water? About distilled water, you were saying?
Yeah, you kind of have some fucking wacko opinions about water, and we want to put them all on blast right now, dude. Mm-hmm.
All right. I know this. I'm going to get shit for this.
Well, you probably will.
Yeah. I drink distilled water, which is pure H2O.
Oh, you weren't done.
It's the vapor, water vapor. It's just, I just drink it.
So you turn water into gas, mm-hmm. and then you turn it back into liquid.
They're correct.
And then you drink it.
Yeah.
And you turn it into pee, and then it's gone.
Yeah.
And what else makes you better than all of us?
I didn't say anything about better or worse. I just said that's what I do, and I was reluctant to talk about it.
I mean, it was in the tone. It was in the tone.
In the
so why, what made you start drinking distilled?
Thank you. I read. Okay, so here's what happened. I have a humidifier, and we get distilled water for it. And I remember in the past looking at a bottle of distilled water, and it was like not for drinking. And I just always was so curious about that because it's like, why? It's just water. It's pure water. Why would it be not for drinking? So
where did you find a bottle that was specifically not for drinking?
It's distilled water. Some bottles
was
of distilled
water.
Was it
like for the humidifier or something?
Yeah, yeah. Because they say like use it in machinery or whatever. And if you do, like you basically never have to clean it because it's pure water. Like it doesn't leave anything behind. So I was like, that's weird. I wonder why. And I Googled it and I found stuff where it was like, no, it's totally okay to drink. In fact, it's probably healthier.
So what does the government put in the other water?
Fluoride.
Are we susceptible right now?
That's why Dasani tastes so good.
I don't think Dasani has any fluoride.
I think everyone knows that Dasani is like the worst thing since the
Dasani. No. Oh, Dasani tastes good when you're at a
movie theater,
baseball stadium,
or movie
and
theater,
and you pay $8 for it, and they give it to you without the cap, so you don't cap it back up and throw it at any of the players.
You've been given.
They do
what?
That? I would never. You? They really give
have
it to you?
Been
no
to
cap?
A sports stadium?
They wouldn't do that now. They wouldn't do that now.
I've been to Fenway Park in Boston, they don't do that.
Well, maybe they just did that for me.
Maybe they saw the guy was just thirsty.
They looked at him, gave him one look, and they was like, "This guy does not deserve the cap.
We got a code bottle cap over here."
You seen like kind of the kid that like the you know you take the water bottles, you turn it up, you create all that pressure, and you just shoot it at kids because you're a fucking asshole.
Well, I mean they didn't give me the cap because I might have been thinking about capping it back up with the liquid and then flinging it onto the stadium, which you can totally do if you want.
You could do that without a cap.
You could just put something else in it.
And it would make more of a mess.
You could bring a stone to a baseball game and that probably wouldn't.
Wait, that's a really good point. You could just throw it anyway. So what the hell are you talking about?
You could throw
it. But it wouldn't go.
How many times did this happen?
This fucking air.
Air shit?
You can't, listen, if it's
very
closed
commonly
up
made
and it,
by birds.
This is why they didn't. They took his cap away because he clearly knows too much about this situation.
I understand. A water bottle will go farther if there's water in it and it's closed. It'll just go farther.
Right.
You throw an empty, half-empty bottle. Yeah, it just doesn't work.
But wouldn't the wind force? What if you threw it like a football this way so the cap was facing
the only way
the wind
he'd know
was
this?
Keeping the water in?
Am I fucking Michael Reeves?
The only way you'd know this is if you threw the ball.
To throw a bottle?
Well, clearly not, because they thought you weren't good enough to have a bottle cap on.
That's what it is. And you still aren't.
Aaron's taking it to town right now, dude.
How do you feel about...
He's taking you out to dinner, he's giving you a nice meal, and he's smacking your ass as you leave.
Are you all from New York?
And you...
No.
Why'd you say that like that?
Not on your fucking bottom dollar, my New York. That fucking stupid, dumb place.
That's a good bit.
I went in there to get my degree, and I got out quick.
Oh, so I'm in Vermont. You came here, and you sucked all the life out of the state, perhaps.
So where are you from?
Vermont, Virginia, originally.
I'm from Vermont, lowest COVID cases in the entire United States
right now. It's great up there. I like it a lot.
I'm from Massachusetts.
All right, moving on.
Wait, are you? Can you say where you're from? Or are
I'm
you
from Florida?
You're from Florida.
Oh, what? Yeah.
Why are we all ragging on each other?
You should give me shit for Massachusetts. And I got a Florida man sitting next to me right now.
You can give me shit for being from Florida. I give myself shit from being from Florida.
Well,
I didn't know you could get out.
I still consider myself Florida man.
You do?
So if I do something stupid, I would like it to be Florida man in the news.
What's some like Florida man shit or just like weird Florida
literally,
terms?
You've never seen that meme where you just
look up? No, I've seen the meme. I'm just wondering if there's like anything uniquely. We had a whole conversation about, Ted, what do you call the roundabout things in Massachusetts?
Roundabouts?
Rotaries?
Yeah, rotaries. Like, is there any like Florida terms like that? Like things that you came here?
In Massachusetts, we call roundabout or traffic circles rotaries.
That's kind of cool.
That's not the reaction I got from those two. Trust me. That's actually fucking
you're just egging them on right now.
Different?
Because no, there's a literal. I sent something to a group chat with these two when I was back visiting Massachusetts, and there is a sign that says rotary.
Well, there's two different kinds of roundabouts, right? There's the one that curves into the roundabout, and there's the one that's a stop, and then you have to turn into the roundabout.
Yeah, it's just basically like a traffic circle with like two lanes, and then it's just each opening into it has a yield, and then you just get on.
So you it goes straight in, and then you have to stop and then turn, but it's not the one that just goes.
I think either one they just call a rotary.
Okay.
Which is silly.
Because I know there's two different, and they might have different names.
It's basically a situation where you get up to it, and it's like you've got like this constantly moving traffic thing, and you got to figure out when your time is to go in, or you'll fuck it all up for everyone.
Yeah.
Survival of the fittest.
Apparently it reduces traffic by like 80%.
Well, apparently it's also very, very, it's safer too.
Yes.
Because
people are driving more carefully.
Because people don't know what they are.
Well, yeah.
Come up to a rotary, you're like, what the fuck?
Well, what European country did I just find myself in? Well, that, and then also it's just generally safer because if you're a drunk driver, you can't just go fucking barreling through a rotary because half the time they've got trees in the middle there.
True.
Oh.
Or at least where I'm from.
Well, you'd hit a tree then.
Well, you'd hit a tree. Take yourself to town. At least you're not hitting another person.
You could easily T-bone another person, and that's not at all the reason.
Ian.
You're making that up.
He's taking you to town right now, Ted. He's taking you to fucking
town. Aaron, I think that you're wrong, because I said so.
When drivers are forced to think more carefully about the actions they do, traffic is safer, just period.
Okay. Maybe every time we want to go through a green light, they put a math equation.
What if there's just signs on the road that's just like, what's 6 times 7? you're just driving.
There's
going
to be less accidents?
And there's like a cop sitting next to her, like making sure everyone's thinking. Like
some fucking like math prodigy going like 120 down the interstate.
That guy's smart.
The faster you solve, the faster you go. Yeah. Wow. It'd be like the Autobahn, but just for fucking nerds. Like Charlie.
What is going on?
It's because you have a D&D podcast.
I do.
Do you?
Yeah, I do. It's called Just Roll With It.
That's funny.
Isn't that a good pun?
That's a great,
I like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's not really a pun. I guess it's just like a double meaning.
No,
right?
I think it would be a pun.
That'd be a pun.
It's a pun.
Mm-hmm.
Is it?
Well, it's not a
because you're just like rolling with it, but you're also just rolling with it. So it's.
But it's not a. Fine.
It's a play on words.
It's a
play on words.
But yes, you do have a
Ian, is that a pun?
Ian, is Just Roll With It a pun or is it just a fun usage?
Okay, without the word as a D&D podcast, is Just Roll With It a pun?
Ian, we've never needed you more than we need you now.
It's a pun.
That's it?
Is it double entendre?
Oh, that's not a pun
at
all.
Thank you, Ian, specifically Ian for
that
giving
was only
for,
me.
For
yeah.
knowing
Ian,
that.
Can we pull up
that
the definition
really
of double entendre and then also read it?
Yeah, Ian, real quick, pull up a definition of double entendre for us.
Can
Ian,
get
real,
a
real
double
quick,
entendre?
Could you go to the store and get me some more toothpaste? I'm out at home. Thank you.
Yes.
Thanks.
Double entendre.
That was really nice, William Osmond.
Thanks,
you just,
William Osmond.
Will, you
you're
sound,
messing up the
you
vibe
sound good,
here,
man.
William. Just tell us what it is.
This
is
okay,
no,
this
just
isn't
say
helpful.
What the definition
word
is and not mess.
Open to two interpretations, one of which is
that's a wait, but isn't that a pun?
That's
no,
a double
that's
entendre.
Double, no,
it's like is
just
a
roll with
rectangle.
It is a double entendre. It's not.
No,
it's not a
no,
pun.
No, it's a pun.
I guess.
Still.
I guess
it's a pun.
Well,
still.
Yeah, no,
it
but
could be
both.
Is a rectangle
is the Venn diagram of pun and double entendre.
Well, that's kind of
what is pun? Definition of pun. Go.
A joke exploiting the different possible meanings of a word or the fact that
so a double entendre.
It's also dude.
Meanings.
That's
no,
a that's
Charlie
a Venn diagram
seems to
right
be
there.
A little bit shocked right now. He seems to be
well.
Under
this
the
is like my this is my brand is all falling apart now. It's crumbling into pieces.
Well,
and
you're still on Chuckle Sandwich.
I am, and what is that?
A pun.
Are you sure?
Well, yeah, because what
it's
would
not
Chuckle
really
Sandwich?
A pun.
No, well, ask what do you think it's a pun of? Because I didn't know until an hour ago.
And he's
like,
on the
like a knuckle sandwich.
Oh, you fucking dumbass. You're so stupid.
That's awesome.
Dude. Oh, you must be so embarrassed right now. I love that about you.
We're 25 episodes in, bro, and I did not know that it was.
Did you not have any say in the name of the show?
I just thought it was quirky.
Well, I basically talked to these two, and I was like, hey, you guys want to do a podcast together? And they were like, sure, as long as we don't have to do anything.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay. So then I went and started thinking of names.
He's doing something right now.
Super fair.
Well,
I know what went wrong.
Well,
right?
I mean, because you guys were also super busy with your own stuff. Shot's got his other podcast. He's got Sleep Deprived, and then Charlie's got
Sleep
his
deprived?
Other podcast.
Yeah. What's that about? Yeah, sure. Do I have to be sleep deprived to go
no.
on it? Well, what's the point of the name then?
I don't know.
What's it about?
It's. I've been on it.
You had me. I canonically died at the end of the
episode. I think that.
you would.
I'm not trying to put you on blast or anything. I'm just curious about your podcast.
I think that you would.
You're taking me to town.
You're taking him to town.
He's crying. Look what you've done. Look what you've done.
I'm taking.
Jeez, man.
I cried like five times.
You're doing a little bit.
Looks like you're gonna have to come on. Just roll with it instead. That is such a bummer.
There was a town over yonder, and you just. You took him right there.
I called the Uber.
Yeah, you called the Uber. He didn't have to pay anything.
No, I paid for it for sure because I took him to town.
Yeah, because you're taking him to town.
Yeah,
that was nice of you.
Oh my God, full on tears. Wow, you're getting better at this.
Did you keep the onion in your pocket?
No.
I guess you were the onion all along, huh? Look at that.
Salty.
So this is we've recorded two podcasts so in Chuckle Week, and Schlatt has cried on both.
What's that? What are
you
doing?
So far, in 100% of the podcasts that we've recorded, Schlatt has shed tears.
It's true.
He's got some kind of like hand, like goo on his hand.
He does touch his hands.
Gotta be.
Or touch his hands to like the brim of his.
What are you doing right now?
Do you do acting?
He knows how to like.
No.
He knows how to cry and be mad. Those are his two modes.
You could be the next Wolverine.
Really?
Yeah, you got the chops.
Do you really think that?
Oh, what is that? I don't know. What is that? What is that? Which one is that? Someone please tell me.
That's just a good joke. I don't want to hear anything about puns or double entendres.
It is.
We gotta dissect this one, guys.
I'm looking at Chris right now, and I think he agrees with me. I mean, he shrugged, and now he's giving me a yes, but I think just so I stop looking at him.
I think that's a pun. It's a single word.
What?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's exploiting.
Yeah, it's exploiting the word.
Because it's the acting chops, and then it's also the chops, literally the...
Yeah, exactly.
And it's getting funnier as we explain it as well.
Yeah, I love when you dissect
awesome.
The jokes. Yeah.
It's really good.
It's great. It's my favorite part of the
chuckle
sandwich.
What's your favorite joke you've ever said? And say it to us here so we experience it like you said it the first time.
That's the funniest thing
ever. What
the
fuck, man?
Can you make our podcast really funny right now? And if you don't, we'll be a little bit sad.
I don't. Why would I care whether or not you're sad?
This is awesome, man.
That's probably the most.
He already proved it.
That was probably the most aggressive way you could have responded.
Yeah.
But definitely the most effective in getting me to fuck off about that question.
I'm sorry.
So, secondary question. Yeah. Least funny joke you've ever said. Come on.
Have you ever watched Game Grumps? I mean,
Baba Booey.
I don't know. Most funny joke I've ever made. I can't remember off the top of my head.
You realize I've just had a theme. I'm just
it's fucking disposable.
Least...
Every day I record that fucking show.
Oh, okay.
Sometimes it's funny and sometimes it's not.
Whoa, so, and there's the light again, just actively leaving his eyes.
So follow-up question. Do you feel like you're disposable?
Yes, we all are. We're all stardust.
Holy shit.
Okay, interesting.
We're just on a rock, bro.
Exactly.
We're just on a rock.
It's spinning. If you stop spinning, you're gone. That's how it works.
That's true.
Ever think about that?
It'll leave you behind.
If
don't
I
stop
could
spinning.
Offer you true, any yeah. sandwich ever right now, and the total like caloric density of that sandwich amounted to nothing, like it could be whatever you want, but just it didn't give you any calories, so you could have whatever shitty thing you want. Yeah. What would that be?
Deep fried Monte Cristo.
Monte Cristo?
Yeah.
Oh, that sounds delicious.
What's a Monte Cristo? Amazing. I've never had one before.
It's basically a grilled cheese with ham on it.
Oh.
Does it also have like the egg in it, or is that something else? Like the egg and like in the bread?
Maybe that's
deep fried Monte Cristo.
Maybe that's a thing, but
really
I don't know about
good.
It.
No.
That sounds really good.
Yeah, they serve it at the Blue Bayou.
Oh, so this is something you can get.
Yeah.
Wow. So you're
at
not even
Disneyland.
Like, they have it at Disneyland.
Yeah, at Blue Bayou. You know the restaurant
in Disneyland?
Yeah, if you go on
I've only been once to Disneyland in California.
If you go on Pirates of the Caribbean, you know at the beginning when you're going through the bayou, there's a restaurant on the right?
Yeah.
That's the Blue Bayou. They make the Monte Cristo there. It's fucking delicious. They give you like cream that you can dip it
in. Is it
like
fried as well?
Sauce. Yeah.
Oh, so they have what you were talking about there.
Yeah, it's exactly that.
I think we got to go, Dad.
It's fucking awesome.
That sounds I'm going to Disneyland in August.
There you go.
So I might have to do that.
Is your show only allowed to be so long?
We do have a timer thing, but we generally try.
I don't know. I wanted to ask though.
We can go for as long as.
Has the podcast started yet?
What? No, this is the pre-show.
This is we're just getting you comfortable, which
is
going really,
Patreon.
Really well.
Okay.
Fuck off.
This is for the Patreon. Yeah.
How did the name Game Grumps or even Ego Raptor come to be?
Yeah, I'd like to hear about Ego Raptor. Sorry.
I'd like to hear about Game Grumps.
Sorry, Charlie. No, that's a good question.
It's just a question.
That's a good question.
Just trying to ask it.
I like that question.
I can answer both. Ego Raptor was, when I was a child of 9, I really liked Jurassic Park and dinosaurs. Okay. And I had one of those like dinosaur picture books that you could get from the library at the school.
Yeah.
And I was exposed to so many different varieties of dinosaurs that I had never seen before.
Right.
And one of them was Eo Raptor. And I just misremembered it one day when I was like, I'm going to make up a character and he's going to be a raptor. Ego Raptor. And I thought that's what it was called, but it was called Eo Raptor.
Oh, so it started as like a character.
Yeah.
Oh, that's kind of cool.
He was like a little comic book character that I only ever drew one page for.
I get that. When I was a kid, I made a... I have never told anyone this, I just realized. I had no, like... you know when you're a kid and you just kind of smash stuff together instead of having, like, an original thought?
Well,
I made a comic for Oval Chew, and it was a Pikachu, but it was shaped like an oval. And I have never said this to anyone, except, like, the art school teacher.
Oval Chew.
It was fucking rules.
Oval Chew.
That's pretty great.
Yeah. Yeah,
that's like
it's like the gum wow. version,
the
bullied of
version of Pikachu. Like it just kind of shows up and it's like, "Hey guys, it's Oval Chew," and everyone's like, "Oh great, it's fucking Oval Chew."
Here he comes, rolling on in again.
Hey,
was there anything that specifically separated him from Pikachu besides the fact he was an oval?
No, I mean
that's even funnier.
All of his appendages were ovals, so like the ears were ovals, and I think I was just drawing ovals.
Well,
and
if you think about it,
I just think I couldn't figure out how to draw a Pikachu.
Here's the thing though, a lot of Pokemon at their core features, like the really cute ones, are mostly made up of circles.
Yeah, that's how you make something cute. It's like big rounded edges, right?
Yeah.
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 I think Oval Chew is beautiful.
Thank you, man. Means a lot.
I'd like definitely to see if something.
Maybe page 2 is on the way now. Yeah. Maybe it's finally time.
I'm into it, man.
When I was a kid, I had a comic series that I did for like maybe several grades.
Yeah, and it was called Spider-Man.
No, it was called...
It was just a little thing.
It was called Pie Wars.
Oh. That's dope. You guys are so cool as children.
Wait, no. Keep going. Keep
so
going.
So basically, it was basically made up of like me and like 4 other friends that I started the comic series with my friend Jonathan. And it was basically about these guys that were fighting against this guy named Evil Pie Man. And they threw, and it was like all the weapons were pie, and then there was like these pie drones that would like shoot pie out of their like little hole they have in their mouth, and like there
this
was this other
sick.
Part of the series where they like traveled to, like there was a underwear planet like where everyone just wore underwear and they had to travel there. But it was funny. It was like as a kid, where like underwear, like
it's funny.
Fine.
It's really it's funny.
Can I be a fly on the wall when you're telling this story to your therapist?
Why?
Well, no. So it's funny you say that because I also had a character called Pie Guy that I made like little art things about, and like I made like little fake like magic cards of Pie Guy. And he always had
Do you play Magic?
Yeah, I play Magic.
Fuck yes!
I would sell you Magic the Gathering cards at a shop. It's funny you said it. We were just at a place earlier and I picked up like.
Do you
dice.
Play Magic?
No.
Do you?
No, but I bought my room. Right,
whatever.
Something just
magic.
I would be super down. I haven't played in a long time, but I have like
a blue.
I know what a
planeswalker
like...
is.
All right, let's play Magic.
Let's do it. I'm
That's
down.
That's gonna be awesome.
I have like a blue black deck from like when I used to play.
Oh, fuck yeah, dude.
Yeah, that's fucking awesome, dude. That's so cool.
I'm
gonna bring some decks in. I just spit on myself. I'm so excited.
No, that's awesome.
Open with the magic talk? That would be that
well, because I never bring it up because I figure it's like one of those things where I used to play a ton. Like I was big into like Pokemon cards first. I played
what
like
set?
A local library. Pokemon?
Well,
or
I
Magic?
Yeah, Magic, yeah.
Magic, I think the last time I played was right when like the core like fucking 2016 or 18 stuff was coming.
Nice.
So it's been like a long time. It was like right when they were doing the what were the big like the big like yeah, like the
we're
no this is
gears.
Cool this
we're
is this is
gears.
Fucking great you guys go ahead
hey,
what,
no,
what
hey,
was
hey,
the
take a sip.
What was the set it wasn't Eberron, it was like the fucking like the great ones like the big flesh guys and they were like huge fucking like 10-10 creatures you just play
Zendikar
it was Zendikar
yeah.
Yeah, I think like that was one of the last ones I remember.
Okay.
And I had like a local card shop I went to and everything.
Don't make a face.
But there was no one like around me anymore that played. This is fucking awesome.
Hell
this is so
yeah.
cool, dude. Yeah, I love Magic. It's
play
great.
Some fucking Magic.
I'd be super down. What color deck do you run?
Dude, I have so many decks, man. I like Mardu because nobody else likes Mardu. That's a black, white, and red.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool. This is great. No. Shalad, if you were a magic card, what color would you be?
Yellow.
Like I'd be blue.
Ovaltzy would be yellow.
I like blue. You'd be blue? Blue's my favorite one in magic.
It's card draw. Counters.
If I were to be anything, I would be a land card.
It's the color of the mind.
I'd be a land card.
Yeah.
Yeah?
You'd be Jace.
I draw power from you.
I want to be a swamp. I want you to draw power from me.
You want me to tap? Ooh. Do you want me to tap you for power? What the
you
hell?
Get tapped for me.
You're going to get tapped.
I know very surface level information about magic because my roommate played
it. Or Ted. Dare I say you're a dual land that comes into play.
Oh my God.
Oh my goodness.
Oh my God.
When you come into play, you gain one life.
Wow.
As a kid, I wrote Donkey Kong.
You wrote Donkey Kong comics?
Donkey Kong fan fiction.
No shot. Really?
Yeah.
Don't lie.
I had a comic book.
That's awesome.
So we all made comics?
Yeah. I had a series called The Life of Justin, and Justin was my best friend, and it was just stick figures, panels of him dying. Over and over again, and
oh,
terrible,
I can relate to that
ways.
A little bit. I used to have after Pie Wars, I used to have a comic book series, and it was like, yeah. I did a bit in the comic book series where my character like blew up the school, and like I showed it to my parents, and I was like, "Don't you think this is
yeah,
funny?"
Yeah, we're big on bits here. We love those bits.
And my parents were like, "You know, probably shouldn't bring this to school because it's school, and there's a thing in here about." You blowing up school, that's the bit. And I'm like, and at the time when I was a kid, I was like, you guys just don't understand my art. God! And then I'm like mad at
that's
them.
What happens,
and then there was a part in Pie Wars where my dad was like, I hate you. And you were like, fuck you, dad!
and then Pie Guy pushed the dad down the stairs.
Yeah, and then he died. Yeah. And he was like, good, you deserve to die.
Charged with manslaughter.
That's canon. Yeah. It's canon to the Pie Wars universe.
Fucking awesome.
The PCU? Yeah, the PCU. PWCU.
We should have a crossover, I think.
Oh, that'd be good.
We should bring in Oval
Show. Can we Ego Raptor and Pyro Wars
merch collab?
I'll sell you the
also
brand.
Donkey Kong is there.
I legitimately wrote Donkey Kong fan fiction.
Okay, what was the plot?
It was based on Donkey Kong Country.
Yeah.
Not Donkey Kong 64?
It's the same world, dude.
It was the fucking it was the Game Boy Advance.
What's the difference? You gonna draw him as polygons?
The fucking Game Boy.
I wanna know.
Advance
the same
game,
fucking
bro.
Characters in the same world. Go
Donkey
on, I'm
Kong,
listening.
Diddy Kong, Cranky, which is their grandma.
Hell yeah, grandma.
Listen, man, what do you even know about games?
You don't know Cranky?
Cranky is a guy.
What?
Cranky Kong's got a big ass beard.
Cranky Kong.
Hey, he's like an old elderly
Kong?
Guy.
Cranky Kong is the original Donkey Kong.
Cranky Kong.
You don't know Cranky Kong?
Cranky Kong is the Donkey Kong
what
from Donkey Kong.
What's going on
the
right now?
Game.
I thought Cranky Kong was grandma.
Are you crying again?
Yeah.
Are you fucking
Am I wrong that Cranky Kong
no, you're
has
absolutely
a beard?
Right. He's like an old man. He has a cane,
no,
right? He's like
everyone,
an old man with a cane.
Hold together. All right, we're making the discovery here. So you're telling me.
I thought Cranky Kong was the grandma.
I knew that Cranky Kong.
I just thought she.
Well, what did she do? What did she do in the fan fiction as well?
She was just the grandma, and she goes to Donkey Kong and was like, "The Kremlings took all the bananas.
So
I gotta shave this beard off."
So
what the hell?
Wait, but canonically,
did you just write the plot of Donkey Kong?
Is that one from the Mario game?
From the original Donkey Kong, where he's throwing barrels?
I can't believe
that's Cranky
that
Kong.
At Jump
I can't
Guy?
Believe that
at Jump Man.
I can't believe that shit. That's Cranky Kong.
And then Donkey Kong Jr. is Donkey Kong.
Oh, I didn't actually know that. That's wild.
That's actually a little piece of info I did not know.
Right? That's dope. Weird.
Cranky Kong is a fucking dude.
So, here's a question for you. I mean, what do you even know about, like, video games?
Why did
sorry.
It make you
I'm
so
sorry,
grumpy?
I'm
it's such a broad fucking question.
I know,
like,
it's just.
Where do I go with that?
Do you have a favorite?
It's like you've played a lot.
It's like you just handed me like a sketchbook and you're like, draw.
Well, I think it's especially funny because, like, walk outside right outside this door. You've got like
it's awesome. Honestly,
the biggest
I'm so jealous.
Collection of Wii, like every game ever I've ever seen. I've never seen that many video games before because we're at the Game Grumps.
You had some shit I had as a kid that, like,
you
I
have
didn't
an elf
remember.
Game.
Yeah.
Tell me about the Elf game.
Man, I don't fucking... What, have I played every game that's on the wall?
So you're telling me you haven't played the Elf GameCube game?
No! Well, maybe I have.
So you're saying... When likely did you decide to quit playing games?
I play games every day, bro.
Oh.
It's every
but
day.
Not the Elf. Not the Elf game.
Well, not yet.
Not yet.
Well, maybe
I live a long life, man.
If... Will you play the Elf game with me?
Of course.
Ted is a big fan of Elf. It's actually his favorite movie.
I was just talking about it on the last podcast.
It's a great film.
About how I was interviewing for an internship at Blumhouse, if you know Get Out, that movie. They do horror films.
Right.
And they asked me what my favorite movie was, and I got nervous. And so I told them Elf.
Was that a lie? What is your favorite
in
movie?
In that moment, kind of no. It was. I think it
you
was.
You sincerely had love in your heart for Elf
was
in
like,
that moment.
Because of everything that was weighing on me in that moment, and I needed an internship for that semester in college, so I didn't. I needed that internship.
Elf!
And I was like, ooh, that's a good question. I guess it would be Elf. Excuse me? Elf by Jon Favreau. He directed it. Jon Favreau of Chef. So. Yeah, I mean,
you seen Chef?
Yeah, I mean,
what's your? So you don't have your favorite movie in your back pocket?
I feel like this is deja vu.
Favorite movie? Go.
I mean,
I really like Zombieland.
Zombieland. Favorite movie? Go.
Terminator 2.
Terminator 2. Favorite movie? Go.
Wild Tales by is it something? Citron? What is it?
What's yours?
Talking about the fucking maison say again. Don't let him talk about, please don't get in this.
Aaron, before he gets going, favorite movie. What's your favorite
Speed
movie? Speed Racer?
Good choice.
Like the new one?
The Wachowskis, yeah.
Yeah, that one is very
Is that
very
the
good.
One where it has like a lot of, I just remember a lot of motion blur. That's all I remember.
Well, there was a really good
Fever Dream.
It's good, and it's good to watch.
It's a great fucking film.
It's nice.
It's a film about being an artist.
An artist of speed. Follow-up question.
Yeah.
Favorite game / game series? Because you have so much cool stuff around the office. I can't tell.
Favorite video game, Mega Man X. Favorite game series, Mega Man.
Really?
Yeah.
Did you just grow up with it? Is that why, or is it?
Yeah. Yeah,
because if you didn't grow up with it, you have no good reason for liking it.
It's a fantastic fucking game. Mega Man X is like a perfect game.
Is it really?
Yeah.
What makes it a perfect game?
I made an entire video about why it's so perfect.
You know what you'd hate?
Sorry.
I mean, I'm not.
You don't even know Slimesicle's name.
I'm not saying you're dumb for not seeing that video. I'm just saying I don't have to explain myself.
Well,
I already have.
I'm actually interested in watching that video now.
Do you know, when I was a kid, I got a GameCube game. It was like the 3D Mega Man. And I put it in, and it was actually like the Mega Man collection. It had Mega Man X. And I played it for 2 seconds, and I was like...
Don't do this.
Isn't 3D, and then I never played it again.
So it's a 2D scroller?
Yeah, it's a side scroller. I've beaten it now. It's great. I love it.
So are you,
it's
great. Would it's great. Do you prefer the 3D look around, ooh, where am I? I'm in an environment,
no.
game format, or no. do you prefer the side scroller game format?
I think it's easier to crack the side scroller format. I think 3D is tough. When you're in a 3D world and you only have a cone of vision, it mm-hmm. makes designing the game harder
mm-hmm.
because you don't have all the information all the time.
Right.
A 2D game, sure. you have all the information all the time.
Well, in
so
2D,
it's
you also
to crack
only have,
that.
But if it's scrolling, don't you also don't have the information of what's over there?
Well, then it's a shitty game. Like Sonic the Hedgehog or
yeah,
something.
Yeah, if the camera's just too far in that you don't know where the
yeah.
fuck you're going.
Mm.
Yeah.
Do you know what's my favorite side-scroller game of
what's
all time?
What's that, bud?
No, Ted, come on,
he
say it.
He called me bud.
I know, it's
he
good.
He called me bud.
Short for buddy.
Exactly.
Is that worse? What is it? What is your favorite side-scroller game of all time?
Yeah, I want to know.
You're going off right now. You're side-scrolling.
Yeah,
come back.
Chief.
Oh.
Yeah, come on.
Do you not know? Did you say that genuinely? Or did you
yes,
say that with
course.
Intention to,
do you need
to
some,
stab?
Do you need some help, pal?
Were you trying to stab me in the gut when you called me bud?
No. It was
do you have
sincere.
Something repressed?
I don't believe a gosh darn word you're saying.
What are you talking
believe,
about?
I don't believe
it. Totally sincere.
You didn't even let him finish his sentence. You're like,
oh,
what's
God.
That, bud?
Oh, man, you're speaking in
fucking... I was encouraging him to continue
you
saying the sentence.
Because he's a bud.
I wanted
you wanted to see him, bud. Right?
My favorite side-scroller game.
Jeez.
Is the Flash Samurai Jack CartoonNetwork.com game that you played where you kept jumping up
okay,
stuff and then you had to fight Aku Apu? Apu? Maybe Apu.
My favorite side-scroll game is Jetpack Joyride on the iPhone.
Oh, that's fun. I like Jetpack Joyride.
I like Jetpack Joyride. That's just, that's like cuts. Not true, but...
Have you, do you not know what I'm talking about? Do you not like Samurai Jack?
Well, Samurai Jack's great. I've never played the Flash side-scroller where you jump up on platforms and fight a coup. A poo.
Is it a coup or is it a poo?
It's a coup. It's not a poo. It's a coup. Yeah.
Well, there is definitely an Apu character in some world.
Yeah, probably.
Oh, Apu as in...
The Simpsons.
The Simpsons.
And character. Then there's Abu, the monkey in Aladdin.
Right.
Yep.
Okay.
And there's
Thank
a haiku 757.
Who runs Among Us lobbies on Twitch.
Oh.
Amogus.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's one of my games. Ego Rap Darren.
I think that's pretty sus.
Amogus. Hey.
You're just a sussy bucka.
Hang on, guys. Let's get him all around.
He's
let's
a
get
bit
him
of a sussy
around.
Bucka.
Let's get him all around. Hey, like, dude. Like,
hey, no, you'll be a sussy bucka. Huh?
All right. I'm having a great time.
Yeah.
I could go on for another hour.
Are you ending the podcast for
I
us?
I have to pee.
Oh, okay.
Oh, it seems like someone's calling an emergency meeting.
We have been going for over an hour. I mean.
all right.
Well,
thank God.
This was definitely an interesting ad break.
Yeah,
and then we keep going
come
for
back.
I'm down.
I got more questions.
How about this? How about I go pee
and
you do an
here.
Ad break and then I come back?
Yeah, that's perfect.
All right. All right.
Perfect.
We'll be right back after this.
Can you, like, Aaron, look at the camera and say, have you heard of, and then open your mouth and we'll, like, insert the...
Hey! Well, which camera's on me?
Go this one. Take your ass out of the front. Yeah, that one.
Hi, my name's Aaron Hansen, and have you heard of...
And we're back. So Aaron Hansen of Ego Raptor and Game Grump.
Yeah.
Charlie and I went out to the take it away, Charlie.
We were perusing around the office.
Sure.
And we actually noticed something peculiar.
Okay.
You've got a lot of games up in this Grump.
Yes, you've already mentioned that.
So we procured a couple rows, and we're just gonna actually go down the list, and we wanna hear brief thoughts on each one individually and how they stack up. Mm-hmm. So we got a little stack here.
They
Ready?
Stack pretty well.
Boom Blocks for the Wii.
Sucks.
What?
Why?
I don't know. I never played it.
What the hell? Wait, what?
I fucking love Boom Blocks.
I actually also played Boom Blocks and really fucking liked it.
Fucking. It was directed by Steven Spielberg. I know that off the top of my head.
It says it right
Steven
there.
Steven Spielberg
it says it right there.
Game.
Hey, Block Party, 20 games. Come on.
Spielberg.
Block Party, 20 games.
Boom.
What do you think?
Boom Blocks.
Now. Shit. Block Party, 20 games.
Yeah, whatever. It's great.
Whatever, it's great.
Played with
Bleach,
my grandpa.
Shattered. Fuck off.
That
Blazing,
game rules.
Blazing Angels.
You gotta show the fucking camera.
Blazing Angels Squadrons of Wii?
It's
World
all,
War II? I mean.
It's all right on a Sunday.
It's all right on a Sunday? Oh.
God's Day, where we also play Blastworks.
Fantastic game.
Okay, so far so good.
The Black Eyed Peas
experience.
Holy shit!
Severely underrated.
Really?
How? How could it possibly be?
Well, why don't you pop it in the Wii and find out?
Is this Just Dance with a Black Eyed Peas?
Yes.
This is reigniting Schlatt's want to make more Wii videos.
Gotta get that boom.
Oh.
Why specifically Wii
Can
videos?
I have this?
Yes.
Birthday Party Bash.
That's actually pretty fun.
Is it really?
Yeah, we played that on Grumps.
These kids scare me
That's
on
hilarious.
You have to do it if they're gonna give it to
Bionicle
you.
Bionicle Hero. I used to play this
who,
one.
Who was on the show when we played that?
Bionicle
that
Heroes?
That was a guest Grumps.
Bionicle.
I love that shit.
I played this.
I love Bionicles when I was a kid.
Okay, so after all that, how do you feel about Bionicle Heroes?
I don't care. I think Birthday Party Bash.
No.
Michael Ian Black that we had on the show. We played that with. Anyway, go on.
Yeah, we got Billy the Wizard Rocket Broomstick Racing.
Not
actually,
as good as it sounds.
It's still sealed.
It does sound pretty good.
How would you know? It's still completely sealed.
I have another copy.
Bigfoot Collision Course. What do we think?
I love it.
You love it?
It's a great game.
Are you kidding me?
No, I'm not kidding you.
You've never played Bigfoot Collision Course?
Yes, I have.
No, you have not?
Yes.
No, you haven't.
Uh-huh.
Because if you played it, you'd be like, wow, this is a shit game.
Nuh-uh.
Big Brain Academy Wii degree. And it actually has a note here that also says, please play on the show. So I hope you did.
Oh, that's really nice. Well, we didn't. But.
Oh, my God.
It made me a lot smarter. I can say that.
Did it?
Yeah, of course.
Okay.
Yeah,
clearly,
okay.
Clearly.
Yeah, ask me any math.
If so.
What's 5 times 7?
7. Go.
Big Beach Sports.
What does it say?
Big Beach Sports.
It also says Albert on it.
Albert Molyneux. Do you know this guy, Albert?
Yeah, we go bowling.
Sort of a Spielberg type character.
We go bowling?
Yeah, man. You don't go bowling with people?
Well, I don't
you
have
go
a,
alone?
I don't have a single person that's like, oh, that's my bowling guy.
I actually play volleyball, disc golf, cricket, bocce ball, soccer, and football with Albert.
I love bocce ball.
You love bocce ball?
Yeah.
I got good news.
This bocce ball's fucking great. Bocce's yeah. Good. Great
Ben 10 fucking... Protector of Earth. I fucking love this one when I was a kid.
Yeah, think? It's a, whatever.
Yeah, shut the fuck up, Charlie. Keep going.
B-movie. That game rules.
B-movie the game?
It's a total retelling
There's
of the film.
There's a lot of notes on this.
There's a lot of notes. This has been marked up quite a bit.
Yeah.
Please also watch the Kung Fu Panda trailer. Please do everyone a favor, it says on the back.
Oh, it says it sucks. Right
do people send these to you?
Yeah, of course.
And it
oh.
looks like
Oh, is that where they're all from?
Oh. Yeah.
Oh,
wait, you think I went out and bought Ben 10
I think
Protector
you went out and bought Beast.
Earth?
I think you went out and bought Beastly for the
yeah.
Wii.
Oh, in shrink wrap, yeah.
Oh, absolutely. 100%.
Why is the beast saying kill me?
Well, he probably because he wants to die.
That's Jerry Seinfeld on the cover there because he played the bee. The main bee.
He also played the
movie.
Horse in Barbie Horse Adventures
There's
Riding
no,
Camp.
I wish.
That's not true.
I
no
wish.
Shot. No
shot. Which made I'd it a lot better.
Fuck that game.
Barbie Horse Adventures is great.
I'd rather have Barbie play with dogs.
You can brush the
well,
horse.
Well, we actually do have Barbie Groom and Glam Pups right
no
here
shot.
For you.
You can
flat.
Brush
no
the
shot.
Dogs.
You can?
Yo, yeah.
So how does it stack up?
Great.
All right.
It doesn't
I've
stack
got,
because
I've got three more for you. We've got Disney Pixar Brave.
Not great.
Really?
Yeah,
oh,
the movie
no.
was better.
Okay, and then I've got AMF Bowling Pin Busters.
No.
Okay, well, maybe you should show the back.
Knocking
that's what
down.
People are playing this game for.
Oh, Zooey Mama,
goodness.
That's
mm-hmm.
a strike.
Mm-hmm. That's a woman.
Ooh. Yep.
Okay, and then we've got Bash Party. It's a
not
boom
as good
blocks.
As block, Boom Block Party.
Boom Blocks.
It's boom part boom of the Boom Blocks.
Spielberg made that.
Did he?
Again?
Spielberg?
I don't
oh,
see.
Oh, sure did.
Oh, it
Look
did.
At that. Steven Spielberg.
Why?
Are you a big Boomblocks fan?
Yes. I fucking love Boomblocks.
Are you serious?
Yes, I'm being dead ass.
Oh, God.
I actually very much enjoyed the Boomblocks series. For
it was the reason I laughed so hard is because you had like the perfect hesitation of that this is a bit. And that I don't
no.
know anything about Boom.
No.
You were like, I fucking love Boom Blocks.
When you first meet him, he's a little bit hard to read on what's a bit and what isn't.
I love Boom Blocks.
That's a good skill.
I love the Black Eyed Peas, too.
Works really well.
To be unreadable?
Will I Am.
Yeah, it works really well with the
Fergie,
cop.
Taboo, and Apple the App.
Here he goes again.
You know when you say words, they have to mean something, right?
That's the four members.
Oh, you put it right here.
Hey,
that's nice.
Not,
it's part of the set
still,
now.
You're still their little P, okay?
I'm always a P.
You're their little P.
I'm a B. All
right.
Now it's the Black Eyed Peas Experience Huckle Sandwich.
You're a B.
I'm a B. All right. B,
so,
B.
I mean.
Do you think Black Eyed Peas is better or worse with Fergie?
Better.
Really?
Yeah.
I like her
you
national
take
anthem.
Fergie out of the, you take Fergie out of the Black Eyed Peas, they just start singing in Spanish.
What?
What?
That's what they did. They came back without Fergie, and now they make Spanish music.
Is that actually tried?
Yes! That? And they got Shakira on one of them.
Wait, they're back without Fergie?
Yes!
Oh,
they're
I didn't
back,
know that.
Dude.
I thought it was just Fergie and then done. I thought they closed the book
no,
after the Fergie
no, they,
chapter.
They came back, and now they make, like... It's an
so another, what do you have against Spanish music?
Nothing,
Shakira's
nothing,
fucking great.
Just in a
you never listen
language.
To Shakira's Spanish
I don't
music.
Understand.
Have you ever heard the song the top chart
I would
topping?
Sing it, but I don't know Spanish.
The chart topping hit Despacito.
I've heard it.
You have.
I'm just saying. I prefer when they were talking about boom boom pows and shit.
Yeah.
Now I don't understand.
I like it when they've got the boom boom pow. That's my favorite.
Too complicated
See, listen,
for me.
When Fergie said, "You're so 2000 and late."
Yeah.
I'm so.
I was like, wow, this
that
is poetry. This
that
is spoken.
Spoke to me.
This is spoken word poetry.
And I can't connect on that level with Spanish music. And that's not me being judgmental or anything. I'm just saying what
what I prefer.
Why is this the most genuine you've been so far today?
He just loves the Black Eyed Peas experience.
I'm going to play that game.
You better.
I'm going to play it.
Send me a cell phone video of it.
Thank you. Yeah, I'm going to.
Thank you.
What? Why did you specify a cell phone video?
Oh, I want him to shoot it with fucking three-point lighting and
get
shit.
Get it on a Blackmagic. Get it on an Arri Alexa on a...
I just thought it would be easier for him to film a cell phone
on
video.
On some pretty nice glass on a Cine lens. How about it? Maybe a Cook lens?
All right, I'm tired of this bit.
Maybe an Ingenue? Ingenue?
Talking about Mezzasane again?
He gets it. He understands.
Ian, can we get the Black Eyed Peas on?
Ian, tell us what you think about the Black Eyed Peas.
I'll send an email.
You send an email?
You're pretty high up in the Spotify.
Ian, can you actually just say, hi, it's me, the Black Eyed Peas?
How far do we need to get up on the podcast charts in order to get the Black Eyed Peas to perform live on the Chuckle Sandwich podcast?
Ian, I have a very personal question for you.
Yeah.
The Black Eyed Peas.
Yeah.
Are they 3008 or are they 2000 and late?
They're 2000 and late.
Oh,
get in front of the fucking camera and say that.
Holy shit.
Wow.
Yeah, bold from somebody who doesn't show their face.
Yeah, easy to say that as a disembodied voice.
Fucking keyboard warrior over here.
Ian Doki, manager of Chuckle Sandwich.
Fucking
Jesus
incel.
Christ.
Yeah, what's your
Don't
fucking...
call him an incel. He makes you money, asshole.
He doesn't like Fergie.
What's your Reddit gold
You don't
over
like
there,
Fergie?
I didn't say that.
You don't like Fergie and it shows.
Yeah. No, you said a lot with what you said.
A picture is 1,000 words, and you've made 1,000 pictures for us with those words.
What is that, a million?
Maybe.
A lot of pictures, a lot of words.
You just said a million words.
You just said a million words with one picture. And
but
he
said more.
He said 100.
He said so many more.
Everybody knows.
More when she came on Pump It and said la-da-dee-da-da-da. On the stereo.
Everybody knows that 100 words are a million pictures. Okay?
Oh my god.
Now, some people say that before Fergie, they were like hip-hop geniuses, and then they got Fergie, and then they became like a pop band. But aren't they the smart ones? They made $1 billion.
They made $1 billion?
A whole billion.
No, they did not make $1 billion.
That's what I think.
The Weeknd
that's
alone
what
made
I
$1 billion.
That's my opinion.
That's what I think.
And you can't stop my opinion from being real to me.
I thought of it, and there it is.
They made $1 billion.
God, can you imagine if the Black Eyed Peas made $1 billion from being the Black Eyed Peas?
Yeah, they were all over everything. You couldn't escape the radio.
From saying 2000 and late, they made $1 billion.
Yes. You think Will I Am?
Children hurt and hear them crying.
He was
when
in
you
the,
practice what you preach,
you
will
turn
you turn
the other
cheek?
Cheek.
Funny that,
cheek.
That
cheek. Father, help us. Send some guidance from above.
Another lyric.
People got me questioning.
Another lyric. They're
where is the
where
love?
Is the love? My favorite line from Where Is the Love is from this guy Taboo.
People acted like they
name?
Got
yeah,
no mamas.
Why is he Taboo?
He says, I don't know. That's just his name. That's what they call him. That's Apple D App. Why do they call him that?
Apple D App?
He doesn't eat apples.
That's a fucking awesome name.
I know. This guy said in Where's the Love, he has this classic line. He goes, chemical gases fill in the lungs of little ones.
I remember that because it's in the song. Yeah.
How many words do you think that was worth?
That was worth
yeah, 100 pictures.
How many bacon do you think that was worth?
What? Well, I suppose.
Oh, you're off mic.
How many bacon do you think that was worth?
So I got a question for you, Aaron.
Yeah.
Let's wrap it up.
We do this funny thing.
A plagiarized joke.
We have a Would You Rather segment on every single guest episode, and it's only one question, but it's perhaps the hardest Would You Rather question.
I thought you already did that with the whole jumping.
Aaron,
but only going
please calm down.
Aaron of Eagle Raptor fame, you're excused.
Would you rather have unlimited bacon, but no more games? Or games, you know?
Games.
Wait, is that it?
Unlimited
Center
games.
Yourself, Aaron.
Would you rather have unlimited bacon, but no more games? Or
let him have it.
Games. Unlimited games.
Uh-huh. Yep.
You're going to smell that in a second.
You're going to smell this.
Did you just poot?
Yeah, this bit is awesome. I just shit my pants. Keep going.
Games. Unlimited games. But no games.
But no more.
Okay. Wait, so unlimited
from
bacon.
From the top, Schlatt, from the top, from no the
games.
Top.
Unlimited bacon,
right.
But no more games.
Yep.
Okay.
Or you can have games. Unlimited games.
Unlimited.
But no games. But
pick
no,
one, damn
but
it.
No games.
Pick one.
No games.
I would choose the second one just so I can see like what temporal rift opens up based on that logic conundrum.
Did you not hear the fucking options, man?
It's silly.
Schlatt, tell him the options again, so, why don't
you? There's two options you can.
There's two options, and they're laid out.
Because it doesn't sound like Jared. It sounds like it's going in one ear and out another.
They're laid out upon bacon. You on
right?
a silver
but
platter.
There's no more games.
You got unlimited bacon in there? Come on, man, think.
Or you can have games.
Think, all right?
Unlimited games.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Unlimited
no,
games.
No games.
Are you listening to him right now?
Sure.
Then goddamn say it. Make your choice, man.
I unclipped the clip on my microphone.
I need to hear it from you.
You're
which
beating
one's
around
it gonna
the bush.
Be? Which one's it gonna be? Get
I
in the
told
bush.
You.
Get in the. Say it again. Say it again.
It's the games one.
No, I think he needs to hear it one more time, Schlatt. Let him have it.
Bacon.
I don't even
unlimited
like
bacon.
Are you listening, Aaron? Come on,
unlimited
man. Come on, man.
I don't want
look what you're doing.
I don't
look what you're
bacon.
Doing to him.
None of these.
You're
no
tearing it apart. Piece. You're tearing the podcast apart.
Or well, you could have games, unlimited games, and no games.
Well, let me ask you this.
Yeah.
Oh. Would you rather have unlimited bacon and no games?
Oh.
Or unlimited
I
games,
know what he's
but no
say,
games?
Schlatt, I know what he's
holy
say.
Shit, you just went there. You just went there.
You're taking me to town right now?
You're taking him to
you're
town.
You're taking me to town right
you're
now?
You're going
I'm
to town.
You out to
you know
dinner?
What? No, that's it. I'm done. I'm going to pay for
Ted,
dinner.
While they're talking, I just
no,
want to ask you, man, if you could take a pick between unlimited, if you had to pick one, unlimited bacon or no games, the other option. There's one other option.
So, ladies and gentlemen, that just about does it for this episode of the Chuckle Sandwich Podcast. Thank you so much, Aaron Hansen of Game Grumps, for coming on today.
Please pick one. Just please listen, people of the world.
You got it, man.
Open your ears.
Oh, yeah, you can have it, man.
Get that boom boom pow.
Bye, everyone.
Bye. Thanks for listening this far in the Chuckle Sandwich Podcast.
I do just want to, I have to give a plug to Boom Blocks, guys. Please go check it out.
Thanks for coming on, Aaron.
Yeah.
Posterity means
bye-bye.
All future generations.